Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hey. This is MB Yomi for Wednesday, August 6th. Hey, kishiyav legivarek, when you make a hadlokas neiros for Shabbos, you make the following bracha: Baruch Atah Hashem Alkeinu Melech Olam Asher Kidesh Shana V'Zav V'Tivar Lahadlik Neir Shel Shabbos. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. To say bracha, whether you're a man or a woman doing the mitzvah of hadlokas neiros. Gam b'yom tov tzarech levarech. Also on yom tov, you have to make the following bracha: Lahadik ner shel yom tov. Uva yom ha'kipurim below Shabbos. If it's yom kippur without Shabbos, there are those yesh misha oimer shel oyevarech. There are those that say you don't make a bracha. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that we do make a bracha. Ba'in l'kam and siman tov reish yud. Yesh misha oimer shel mevarechin kodem hadlaka. Ramah now says, "Yesh misha oimer shemevarchin kodem hadlaka." There are those that say that you make the bracha before the hadlaka. The yesh misha oimer shemevarch achar hadlaka. There are those that say you make the bracha after the hadlaka is neros. K'dei sheyeh oiver la'asiyasa, so that you'll. So, how then are you going to have over la'asiyasa? So how are you going to have the case where you can have the bracha before the asiyah if you're making the bracha after you light the candles? So he says, "Lo yahane mimena ad la'achar bracha." What the people do, if you say the bracha after you light, the idea is not to get any hanah from the light until after the bracha. How do you do this? So mesimin hayad lifnei haner. You put your hand in front of the ner that you cover your eyes. Achar ad laka, after you light, and then you make the bracha. Umevarchin. Then you move your hand away from your eyes. And this will be considered like over la'asiyasan. And this is the minhag of most Ashkenaz women, Ashkenazi women. What they do is they cover their eyes after they light the candles, okay? And they make the bracha, and then after they make the bracha, then they pull their hands away from their eyes. This way, it will be as if the bracha was before the hadlaka. What is the issue here, whether you make the bracha before or after? We will see in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Kishiyadlik. When you light, you say the following bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, etc. Lahadlik Neshal Shabbos. So look what he says. Yesh Omrim. Kishiyesh Chupa Ve'erev Shabbos. There are those that say, when you have a chupa on Erev Shabbos, Uma'achrin Ba Arachash Kiyasachama. And the problem is that when they have these chuppas on Friday, the chuppah would go until after Shkia. Va'isha ina rotza l'kabel Shabbos lefnei achuppah. But a woman doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos before the chuppah. Pentis starek lasos odei the davar asur b'Shabbos. Because if she goes to the chuppah after she already was mekabel Shabbos, right after plag, she doesn't want to do that because she might have to do some type of malacha or something asur at the chuppah, at the wedding, after she's already mekabel Shabbos. So what does she do? She can't be mekabel Shabbos before the chuppah because she wants to be able to do malacha at the chuppah. She can't wait till the madlik after the chuppah because it goes already past shkia. So Al Kain, he says, tadlik haner below bracha kodem chuppah. Therefore, he suggests what you should do is light the ner. The woman should light the ner without a bracha before the chuppah. V'yachar kach b'chashecha, and then when it's dark, tifros yadel aneros, cover your eyes. She should cover her eyes and make the bracha. Or when it's still bein hashmashos, achara chupa, tomar leini yehudi lahadlik. She could also do the following option: have the agoy light bein hashmashos. The lo gazru al shvus bein hashmashos, because there's no gzeira of a shvus bein hashmashos a sarach mitzvah. Kanoim leel b'sir reish samachal, and vehi sevarich, and she'll light, and she'll make the bracha with the goy lighting. This, so what he's quoting these yesh omrim that say what a woman could do in a scenario where she can't light before the chuppah, and the chuppah is going to drag on until after shkia on Friday night. So the Eish Olam is giving one option to light before the chuppah without a bracha, and then at shkia, after shkia, close your eyes and then make the bracha. That's one option. The other option is to have a goy light bein hashmashos when it's still bein hashmashos, because they weren't goy there. Okay, on a shvus, bein hashmashos, okay, l'tzarech mitzvah. But now he says, he v'samu achronim al zeh. And the achronim had a great tmiyah. They didn't understand this mahalach. Number one is, how could you make a bracha of something that's already been lit already for a while? And even more so, now is a zman that's usher to be madlik. How could you say vitzivanu lahadlik when it's already night and it's usher to light? The al-idach takana, the saimar la'ina yehudi lahadlik, and the other approach of what? Of having a guy light ben hashmashos, gamkein kasha. That's also extremely difficult. Ha'ein shlichus la'ina yehudi. You can't have a guy do a shlichus for you. Imkein, he ain't a madlekes. If that's the case, and she's not lighting, the guy's lighting. How could she make the bracha if the guy is lighting? And even a Yisrael who has someone else light for him, in that case, the mitzvah should not say the bracha, but rather the shliach, the madlik. So for sure, a woman can't make the bracha if a guy who can't even be right a shliach for a dvar mitzvah such as this, the woman would not be able to make the bracha. And therefore, he goes on, Umaski achronim etza acheres. The achronim therefore come up with a third option. The hainu lefima, the kaimulon lekaman, like we see coming up, the chol levarech, a person can make a bracha, ubahas nois al kolponim biltzarech. And they can make t'nai when it's tzarech. She'ino mekabel a Shabbos bad laka, and they're not going to be mekabel Shabbos without laka. So achinami binyanenu, right, havi litzarech, okay, this is also the tzarech, and therefore sadlik usavarech, therefore she could light and make the bracha kodem shol leches the chuppah, before she goes to the chuppah, the sasna and make it tonight that she not be makabel Shabbos. Okay, v'hu adin nami b'isha shechal leil tfilosa, and this a woman could also, okay, do b'leil tfila b'erev Shabbos. Okay, when there's a great tzarech, when she has to go for tfila on erev Shabbos, tadlik. Right, for tefillah for Nida. She could also be madlik with tevarech kodem alichasa, right? She could also be madlik and make the bracha before she goes to the base of tefillah. The sasne, and she could be make it tonight. She ain't a mekabel Shabbos ad achar rechitza. She's not mekabel Shabbos until after she does her washing and her chafifa and her cleaning of her hair. Okay, so even though, right, we know you're not allowed, you're supposed to be mekabel Shabbos, okay, with the actual lighting. Okay, when there is a great tzorech, when there is a tzorech, then, right, such as a tevila or this chuppah that you have to go to, you would be able to make this t'nai. As we're going to see later on, the t'nai that a person makes, a woman makes, okay, not all agree this could be done. And therefore, it's only allowed to be done, right, litzorech. Otherwise, as soon as a woman lights, she basically is Makabel Shabbos and should be Makabel Shabbos and should not make such a t'nai. Okay, Chav Beis, Mr. Baruch Chav Beis, Lahadlik Ner, the bracha is Lahadlik Ner. So how come it's Lahadlik Ner and not Neiros? Vafilu kishamadlik kama Neiros, even when you light many candles, Tov Yoser Sheyomar Ner. It's better to say Ner Shabbos. Iker Achiev hu Ner Echa. Kor Achiev is really one candle. Gam bi Yom Tov, v'chule. Also on Yom Tov you make Lahadlik Ner Shal Yom Tov, right? Ve'ein tzarech levarech zman al hadlaka. You don't have to say a shechiyanu when a woman does not have to say a shechiyanu when she lights. Miyu b'makom shenagu, however, where there is the minhag to say shechiyanu, ein limchos biyada. We are not moche. So there are different minhagim whether a woman says a shechiyanu at the hadlaka or waits to be yaitze with the hadlaka. With the shechiyanu in kiddush when the husband comes home from shul, chav dalid ner shel yom tov, right? You say the bracha of ner shel yom tov when you light v'imcha yom tov b'shabbos. If yom tov falls out on Shabbos, then you say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos v'shel yom tov. Chav hey v'ayim lekaman simen tov reish yud. So he's talking here that there are those that say you don't make a bracha when you're lighting on Yom Kippur, and he says, "I didn't look common see when Tafresh Yud." The maybe Sham Hamachaber Das HaPoisek, because there the Mechaber brings down the Poisek who paskins Hamatzrich Levarich, right? That the Poiskim that say you should make a bracha, the Sfirle the Gam Yom Kippurim, because they hold that even Yom Kippurim, Afshe Ein Bo Achilo Shtia, even though there's no eating and drinking, the Ein Shayech Alav Mitzvah Oineg. and there is no mitzvah of oneg. Afilu hachi shayach bo mishum shalom bayis. Even so, this it's still shayach to have halakha mishum wat shalom bayis, even though it's not okay for the oneg. There's two issues: is shalom bayis, and not like, you know, tripping over each other, and then there's the issue of oneg shabbos, which is that you have lights, the ambiance around the achila v'shtiya table, but you still have this aspect according to those. Okay. Chav vav kodem ha'adlaka. So he says there are those that say you make the bracha before the adlaka. B'shar kol ha'mitzvahs, like all other mitzvahs, shemavarchet alein orv la'asiyasa, and you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, right? You make the bracha before you tighten your tefillin. You make the bracha before you pilk up the esrog and lulav, turn it upside up, right? Over la'asiyasa is a principle. Chav zayin achar ha'adlaka. However, there are those that say, no, you light after the adlaka. What's the basis for this? Sphira lei, because the shita holds, in tivarech, if you make the bracha, havi ki'ilu kibbal shabbos beferish. When you already make the bracha of lahadlik ner shel shabbos, you already were makabel shabbos. And therefore, shuv asur lahadlik, and therefore would be usur to be the light. So it's like a sort of a catch 22. How do you make the bracha? And then light, because if you make the bracha, that is like being with Kabbal Shabbos, according to this opinion. And it would be also to be madlik. And came the Yom Tov, that's why he says, according to this opinion, on Yom Tov, the Lo Shayach Zeh, there is no concern about lighting on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to light on Yom Tov. The Kulei Alma Tivarech, according to everyone, you should make the bracha, the Achar Kach Tadlik, and only after that should you light on Yom Tov. So even, right, with Arminug, okay, where we light first, cover our eyes, and then make the bracha, because of the concern of Kabbalah Shabbos with the bracha, there's no such concern on Yom Tov, and therefore he says, you should for sure make the bracha before you light when it comes to Yom Tov. However, Das Magen Avram, the low plug, Magen Avram, okay, however says, you should not be mechalek, not to confuse, not to have, and therefore even on Yom Tov, you should light the same way, light, cover your eyes, and say the bracha. Even though Meikar Adin, you don't have to do it that way. However, many Achronim hold, okay, like we said in the beginning, okay, that you light, okay, after you make the bracha when it comes to Yom Tov. Vav. That is for tomorrow. So we have just finished today's 10 B'yayim.